Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. It's cloudy and 70 degrees now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Our top story this morning, our first real taste of fall is arriving today.
Woohoo! And by the time you get up tomorrow, we could be well down into the 40s.
And then we'll be complaining about being cold. And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff expects this cold front to arrive here around midday.
Well, I'm tracking the first big cold front of the fall season now entering the Texas Panhandle in West Texas. It'll arrive here after lunchtime and could bring a few showers with it. Dust off those jackets and keep the umbrella handy through this afternoon.
And the other big weather story today is Hurricane Melissa, which is expected to make landfall in Jamaica this morning as a powerful Cat 5 storm.
And North Texas families with connections to Jamaica are petrified over the storm's expected impact.
In Salina, Mitzi Davis is worried about her loved ones at home.
Praying. That's all we can do, praying and encourage. Yeah. We call very often, and they call us, and I can say, like, go do this, or maybe you can do that.
Davis tells NBC5 even thinking about the danger her family is in is heart-wrenching. 2020 census data reported 29,000 Jamaicans live in Texas, and it's safe to say most of them are glued to the news for the latest updates. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A Dallas high school with a lot of history now facing a leadership change. Russell Scott reports the changes because of an unusual meeting the principal had with black students.
Woodrow Wilson High School is a brick building, classic facade, kind of like you'd see in a television show. It's got a lot of history, too. The only high school in the nation to produce two Heisman Trophy winners. The school attended by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Steve Miller and Carroll Shelby, designer of the Shelby Cobra and Shelby Mustang. And, of course, Mr. Peppermint went there, too. But the school's now under scrutiny after the principal, Chandra Hooper Barnett, who is black, held a meeting with black students last Friday and blamed them for the school not getting an A academic rating. The district, though, took swift action, replaced the principal. Woodrow sent out a letter to parents saying the incident does not reflect the values and expectations of the school community. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After their home was struck by lightning and caught fire during last week's storms, a Denton County community is rallying to help the family that's been displaced.
Cyril Noncare bought the house in the Pecan Square community of Northlake back in June when he moved his family from Birmingham, Alabama. The scientist says when the lightning struck the house, his electrical outlet started beeping, and that's when he smelled smoke. The family of four made it out safely, but their home was heavily damaged and is unlivable. But after the tragedy, the neighbors immediately went to work, setting up a GoFundMe page and turning their garages into drop-off centers for donations to Cyril and his family. So far, the GoFundMe has raised over $20,000, and the donations keep coming. Noncare says the kindness has been overwhelming for the family, and it's that outpouring that keeps them going. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One person dies in a crash in Arlington on Green Oaks Boulevard. Police say a man riding an electric bike was in a collision with a pickup truck. Police believe he hit the truck as it was leaving a parking lot, and he was thrown from the bike. The cyclist was taken to the hospital where he later died. The driver of the pickup remained at the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. Police say he is not facing any charges.
Well, latest now on a story we first brought to you last week. Shocking story out of the Enesbucky is we've now learned that triple murder suspect has died after shooting himself 10 days ago.
The triple murder happened several miles away in Maybank and is being investigated by the Henderson County Sheriff's Office. Two women and a man were killed. The suspect, 29-year-old Christopher Kyle Reed, was later found after crashing into a Buc-ee's in Ennis, about 40 miles away from Maybank. Police say it was there when Reed shot himself in the head. He was hospitalized in critical condition, but Henderson County now says Reed has died. Two other people in Maybank were shot but survived. One has been released from the hospital, but another remains hospitalized. A woman was hurt in the crash in Ennis at the gas station, but her injuries were not considered life-threatening. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Minnesota man is arrested by the FBI. He's accused of placing a $45,000 bounty on the head of Attorney General Pam Bondi. He did it in a TikTok post. A Dallas County Sheriff's deputy is recovering this morning after he was seriously injured. This happened early Saturday. Get this, when a pickup truck hydroplaned on I-35, crashed into his patrol car. He was standing next to his patrol car. It knocked the deputy over the railing of the overpass on I-35. He landed on Harry Hines Boulevard down below. North Texans are going to feel the strongest cold front of the season starting today with a wind advisory in effect through tomorrow night. Look for mostly sunny skies, winds up to 35 miles an hour, highs near 75 today, but the low 60s tomorrow.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Now, that's the way to start a week. New all-time highs across the board, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ. S&P average closed above 6,800 for the first time ever. And it looks like, at least early on, we're going to continue that trend. Yesterday, the laggard was the Dow. It was only up 0.7%. Right now, it looks up 241 points, so we're looking at over a 0.5% gain there. The S&P average looks up 11. The NASDAQ up 59 points. The NASDAQ was up close to 2% yesterday, so it was the big star yesterday. Now, the Dow is being heavily skewed, as is often the case, by one issue, and this is an issue that has been a conspicuous laggard for years. United Health out with their numbers. The numbers were much better than expected. They're guiding the straight lower. That stock looks up $17 on the opening. So that alone is about 100 points of that expected 240-point gain there. Maybe more meaningful were the earnings from UPS. It's a transportation stock, obviously. Well, everybody knows UPS. But those earnings were much better than expected, and revenues beat, and they're upbeat about the holiday quarter. That tells you something about the economy. So when that stock goes up 14% or $11 a share, probably ought to sit up and take notice. We're still looking for some sort of insight about the economy. We're beginning to get it. ADP, the big check writing company, the payroll company, has started a new survey. They're going to report on a weekly basis job gains in the private sector. The numbers are better than expected. 14,000 a week, the average over the last 4 weeks. Crude's down 93 cents. Gold's down $77. 10-year rate's dropping again, 3.98%. The Dow looks up 233. The NASDAQ up 60. David Johnson, News Radio today, KRLD.
Well, today I learned, David, that ADP didn't already report those numbers?
No, they don't. These are new ones, and they're coming in to fill the void that we're getting from the Labor Department, which, of course, is not reporting any numbers at all.
728 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So the Grapevine Colleyville School Board, they're still considering whether to close a few schools because of a budget shortfall. No decision's been made. The board did hear from some residents last night.
The proposal to close three feels like a panicked Hail Mary. There have been many opportunities to choose better, to plant seeds that will grow instead of scorching the earth. Closing the schools will save some money, but I firmly believe that it will not meaningfully help.
The board is hoping to vote on the matter in December.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.